Unfinished business. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Bill Clinton at the White House to mark 30 years since he signed the Family and Medical Leave Act into law that allows up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave.
People need to understand that as great as this was, there's still a lot of people left out.
President Biden says he's committed to pushing paid leave. In the meantime, working to expand leave for federal workers.
So today I signed a memorandum, all federal agencies, urging them to let federal employees take leave during the first year of the job.
He's also ordering proposals for safe leave when federal employees need to find safety from domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, or stalking. After President Biden gives the State of the Union address next week, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will give the Republican response. The former Trump White House press secretary, currently the youngest governor in the country and first woman to hold that office in Arkansas. The now former principal of the Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old student shot his teacher last month, says she never knew a gun was in the building.
Breonna Foster Newton's statement was made through her attorney. As she awaits reassignment, lawyer Pamela Branch says administrators may have been aware of the weapon, but Newton was not one of them.
She was not informed that the student had a gun, potentially or actually, whatsoever when she was on that particular day.
An attorney for Abby Zwirner, the teacher that was shot, claims administrators that were told did not either call police or remove the child. Zwirner is still recovering.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the district's superintendent, has been fired and an assistant principal reassigned as that investigation continues. On Wall Street, the Dow down 39 points at the bell, but the NASDAQ rallies. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The judge at the Alec Murdaugh murder trial in South Carolina agrees to let the jury hear evidence about the former attorney's financial crimes, which prosecutors contend was a motive for murder.
Prosecutors put the bookkeeper for the law firm where Alec Murdaugh was once a partner on the witness stand. Jean Seckinger says she confronted Murdaugh June 7th, 2021, hours before the murders of Murdaugh's wife Maggie and son Paul, about nearly $800,000 of missing legal fees to the firm.
I told him that I had reason to believe that he had received the funds himself and that I needed proof that he had not.
She says that conversation got postponed due to Murdaugh's father becoming ill and then the murders. Later that summer, as more money was unaccounted for, they went back and found out client settlement money had previously been stolen and the firm asked for Murdaugh's resignation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two California teenagers now face charges over killings during a possible vape sale.
The San Diego County Sheriff's Department says a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old have been arrested in connection with the deaths of two young men last month during what officials believe was a meeting involving the illegal sale of vape products. The teens booked in a juvenile detention facility amid an investigation on two counts of murder. The victims, a 19 and a 20-year-old, were found with gunshot wounds in the city of San Marcos.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. California voters recently approving a ban on selling flavored cigarettes, tobacco, and vape cartridges. Canada just announcing it's extending negative COVID test requirements for air travelers from China until early April. They're citing factors including continued reports of a spike in cases in China. Recapping Wall Street, stocks go in opposite directions, the Dow finishing down 39 points. But a tech rally leads the NASDAQ up about 3%. Facebook's parent Meta jumping more than 20% on better-than-expected revenue. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.